And
Well,
that's why
I
we're all about.
remember seeing a photograph when Strom Thurmond was 20 something, and he was a aide to the governor of South Carolina,
Yeah.
and the governor was having one of the last reunions for the veterans of the American Civil War. Yeah, this is, I guess it was about 1920s, somewhere around
Yeah.
there. You know, it's when you start to figure out how old this guy really is at this point.
Out of World War II, my father elected to stay in the army. He was a B-17 guy in World War II, but he elected when the Air Force was created and stood up to go into the army and then to sort of partially demobilize and become a acting member of the South Carolina National Guard. In fact, the captain who commanded Woods Rifles, the stellar National Guard company, running a sporting goods store as a civilian and commanding this company in the National Guard. Well, I got my introduction to Strom Thurmond on my father's shoulders at the armory of Woods Rifles as he ran for governor of South Carolina. And I'm on my father's shoulders and I'm watching over the heads of all the other people, this guy pontificate about South Carolina, And that was my introduction to Strom.
Yeah, it was something about not making politics a career.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
serving other people.
I remember my fifth grade teacher, I think her name was Sarah Bonner, was also her husband was in my father's National Guard unit. And she was I always had a crush on her. She was really a beautiful woman. And I was only 12, I think, at the time, 11 or 12. But she was standing beside me, and I'm up on my father's shoulders, so I'm looking down on her, which was rare because she was about 5'8", 5'9". And I'm looking at her, and she's going like she's just effusing, Ooh, this guy's really good. I'm going to vote for him, and so forth. And I'm listening to him talking and thinking, this is what is this political stuff?
I'm not interested in that. I'll never go into that.
I was happy though
And
because I was in love with Miss Bonner. I mean, you're in love with your fifth grade teacher if she's beautiful, and she was all the time slapping me with her ruler, and I just hold my hand out and say, "Go ahead and slap me." I just wanted to be close to her.
I want to get your opinion on this latest blurb from Trump. So Trump is now not only demanding that the Arabs pay for everything, he's planning on taking 20% of the value of every ship that passes through the Straits of Hormuz.
Oh, he's got a viceroy running Venezuela and banking $300 billion in the U.S. Treasury. I
That's
mean,
true.
why not do the same thing to the other part of the world you covet? I think Doug McGregor and others are right when they talk about from really just south of Basra all the way down to Muscat, there used to be somewhere around 67 million people.
Yeah.
N now there's probably about 20 million. Because the other 47 have left. So Kuwait, Qatar, UAE in particular, Bahrain in particular,
Oh,
are
yeah.
all being abandoned, are all
Yep,
being
yep.
abandoned, especially by the cognoscenti, the rich and the people who
yeah.
got money. Yeah. So what we're doing is we are putting our military forces in there to replace those people and occupying those spaces and bombing the hell with HIMARS and other things. Iran from that position. This is totally untenable, and it's not accomplishing anything
No.
except in making 93 million people resolute and making China and Russia resolute in their support. We're just frittering. We have ships now on the high seas. We have Aegis cruisers. We have DDGs. We have other ships that are steaming around with half their missile silos unloaded
No
because
missiles.
we don't have any missiles to put in them. Why are we using the whole family of HIMARS? Well, we're using the whole family of HIMARS because they have the range basically to cross the Gulf. They include everything from MLRS to ATACMS, and we're going to expend all those.
But okay, ATACMs can get across the Gulf. They can go a little deeper into Iran, but
Yeah, it's got a
they
500-kilometer range.
yeah, and that's 200 some kilometers just to get across the Gulf. And then what?
And we're not hitting anything. Look at the map. We're hitting
Yeah.
everything on the coast. From what's the name of, I can't remember the name of that one place, Abidjan, all the way down to Bandar Abbas, Chabahar. We're hitting everything on the coast.
But not the military.
When we're hitting something internally, like the wrestling compound, have you
Yeah.
seen the pictures of that? We
No.
utterly destroyed their wrestling compound, which was, one of the premier things Iran offered to the world, was really good wrestlers. And that was their stadium, their coliseum, and all that. We bombed the shit out of it. It's totally destroyed.
I saw the for round one that they took out a football stadium. That was a really nice stadium. And apparently took out a bunch of kids that were practicing in their girls team and a boys team.
Got very
So,
close to Bushehr reactor also.
yeah.
Can't make this stuff up. These are, in my view, we are the war criminal state of the world now.
But
There's
if we
nothing we won't do. There's nothing we won't do. Our motto is kill people more generously and more wholesalely and more completely.
Yeah, they hit the first round. They hit Bashar, and there was actually some leakage. And by the way, it was heading northwest and toward Kuwait, toward the Saudis. So,
You never know. You never know.
if it has a meltdown, that's all going north. If it follows the winds, the trade winds, that's going way into Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Turkey.
It's not a precedent we should be setting, let alone something we should be doing specifically in and of itself. It's just not something we should be doing. I mean, Ukraine should have proved that,
Oh
the different reactors that we got so damn close to.
yeah. Well, okay, so Congress supposedly have voted took down the War Powers Act as far as Trump was, he couldn't start a new conflict. So he starts a new conflict and informs Congress, I've just started another conflict. And your problem is
There's nothing that the Congress can do to restrain this president. Nothing. They simply can't. Constitutionally, there's nothing because he's disregarded the Constitution.
true.
And in terms of their, people would say things like this, but they're absolutely right. Show me your police force. Show me your law enforcement force. Show me your weapons, Congress. You don't have shit. Therefore, you are feckless. And Trump knows that.
That kind of sounds like the what Stalin said about when the Pope they sold there's something he was referring to, the Pope won't be happy. He's like, how many divisions does the Pope have? How many divisions
Exactly.
does but I mean the
Zero.
military's the pledge that's taken is to the Constitution, not to the president.
The four stars in particular, but the three stars in general, have dual allegiance. Their allegiance is to both the Congress. Basically, to tell the truth, and to the executive, basically to wage war. The Constitution is clear on that. This military, in my mind, embarrasses the hell out of me, especially its flag officers.
Yeah.
There's not a one of them with the guts to stand up, or if there has been, they've been fired, and they've been few and far between. Maybe the Southern Command commander, maybe that Navy three star that got sent back out to the field, they have actually registered some complaints about what's going on. But otherwise, they're compliant, they're complicit. And this is a rogue nation in terms of violation of international law. I mean, we're not a signatory to the Rome Statute, but if we were, we'd have to be taken into arms and incarcerated.
The Trump administration was quoting the laws of the sea as far as the straits, which it's not a signatory to. It never it's international law, but you're not part of that international law.
I don't think Iran is either, if
No,
I
it's not.
remember right.
A lot of
UNCLOS is.
these things, a lot of major nations aren't. It's like everybody was talking. I mean, I was asked on Russian television and U.S. Podcast a lot about cassette mines or Okay, in Russian, it's cassette mines, but I can't think of the English version.
Cluster munitions?
Cluster munitions, that's it. Cluster munitions. But it's against the law. Yeah, well, no, it's against an agreement by some nations that Russia, Ukraine, US, China, and I don't think any major nation really signed it. I'm not counting the French and the British as major nations. But
And yet we will cite the law of the sea as a defense or an explanation or both of our freedom of navigation
yeah.
exploits.
Yeah.
The main reason we're not signatory to the law of the sea, as I understand it, and believe me, Powell and I both worked on getting various treaties for the first time in a long time, actually before the Congress and ratified, because we thought it would be a major achievement to get some of these things ratified that we thought were in the interest of the United States. UNCLOS was one of them. What we ran up against was the people like ExxonMobil and others who wanted to rape, pillage, and plunder the continental shelf and the economic zone and elsewhere, and they were powerful, and no one in the Congress was going to stand up to them. So we never even got the opportunity to introduce the treaty to a possible ratification.
Yeah, no, they're big money. I mean, no, nobody can deny that. And it's especially in the Gulf. What's the Gulf now? Gulf of Mexico, America, Trump. What's the name this week?
The Gulf of Death. If you are a fisherman on the high seas, beware, you might die tomorrow morning.
Are they still doing that?
Yes. Well, I think we're over 209 dead now in the
Really?
Pacific and the Caribbean.
I know there's a couple of hits in the Pacific, but then it's gone off the radar totally. There's
Well,
not.
we don't advertise it. We don't advertise it. The document that authorized it by the Justice Department is top secret.
Really?
This is George W. Bush on steroids.
Ooh. Wow.
At least we could rail about the Justice Department decision that John Yoo and David Addington essentially orchestrated that said torture is just short of organ failure. Therefore, have a doctor at the bed you're torturing them on.
As you torture somebody, that's
Oh,
morally acceptable. I mean, we're not going to
wait a
kill
minute.
you.
He died. It was torture. Oh.
We try to resuscitate him to torture him some more, but he quit. He just, you know,
Yeah.
oh,
He
wow.
died on us. He died on us. You're a torturer now. You killed him.
Bastard just didn't want to be tortured anymore. How dare he? That's incredible. Yeah, it's the same thing as people said, waterboarding is not torture. Really? You want to line up and experiment on that?
If you've ever even experienced it for a moment, you know it's torture.
I've almost drowned a few times, so I can, I know how that feels. So that'll learn how to swim. I was one of those some people run away from the water. I'm like, no, this ain't gonna happen again. I'm gonna learn how to swim, damn it. I was a small kid, but that was horrible. I mean, that's an experience that sticks with you for the rest of your life. So I can only imagine, having that water poured down your throat till you're drowning. It's
It's we did a little bit of experimentation of that. I went through three different prisoner of war experiences where we spent 3 days in what was called the one of them was called the roughest of the survival and prisoner of war experiences, and the other one was called somewhere in between, and the other one was called really light.
really
All
like
three of them, I wound up being the ranking man in the POW experience, so. The obligation, I'm sure it's the same with other countries, but the obligation of the ranking man in any prisoner of war status is to immediately form a committee and
right
begin to planning escape and other
right
things. And so they went after me big time in the one in particular because they knew I was a army captain on the outside. You're nothing but a ranger candidate in the program. But they knew I was an army captain on the outside. So I'm missing a portion of a tooth from where a sergeant slapped me in the face so hard he broke my tooth.
Really? Was that the light or was that the hard version?
That was the sort of middle of the road version. I will say this, that sergeant was relieved of his duties in the POW experience and sent back to his unit because he wasn't
Wow.
supposed to do that kind of thing. I mean, my tooth lying on the floor or the piece of my tooth lying.
Well, Sobibor, the Nazi extermination camp, the only one where there was actually a revolt, and it wasn't the actual part that they went and killed people. It was the people that worked that were kept to the POWs. There was a revolt, and they overthrew the guards, and there were several hundred people that ran out. But the big mistake for the Germans was this was the only time that they took Jews in the Soviet Army who were officers, POWs, and they threw them into that camp along with civilians. Now, the civilians, whatever they told them, the civilians did. And then all of a sudden, you got these Red Army officers in there, and the first thing they did is form a committee, and they start working their way on how to throw off the
Yeah,
Germans
how
to
to
take
get
control
out.
of the camp. So,
Yeah.
and there you go.
Yeah.
The Germans were dumb enough to repeat that mistake, but yeah, they learned from that. But so yeah, as soon as you get the officers in, that's what they do. Where the sergeants start forming committees.
I watched a movie the other day that with Michael Caine and Sylvester Stallone and a couple of British actors whose names you'd recognize. I don't remember them, but Michael Caine, of course, is British too, but it was about the soccer.
Oh
It was all
yeah.
fictitious. Have you ever seen that movie where they form a
I
soccer team?
yeah,
They
I
actually,
know the movie, but I haven't seen it. I know the
yeah,
story behind it.
it's really a neat movie. It never, I guess it never happened. Maybe there was some precedent of something like that happening, but they actually beat the Germans.
Yeah, it was in a concentration camp in Kyiv, in the Soviet Union. Well, the Germans were controlling, and they were told to lose, and they refused to lose. They
Yeah,
won.
well, these
And then
guys
they
were
all got
new.
shot for that in the
Yeah,
after
yeah, yeah. These guys engineered their escape out of the soccer room where they were, supposed to be taking their showers and things.
that. Yep. The real guys didn't get a chance. So they were all then summarily executed for showing up the Germans.
Sylvester Stallone, of course, had to work his way along some pipes with his shirt off and all.
Yeah. Can't miss that. Was that before he or after he wiped out whole battalions of Vietnamese and Rambo?
This was really early. He must not have been but about 22 or 23. Really, those sleepy bedroom eyes, those muscles and everything, and not much of an actor.
The guy's in pretty good shape. He's got to be what, 80 about right now?
Yeah, tremendous shape.
Oh yeah.
Tremendous shape. Yeah.
I saw him
Still.
in some series he had where he's a mob boss, in like Kansas City
Yeah.
or someplace like that.
He
He's,
still looks pretty good.
yeah. I wouldn't give him 80, maybe 60, some of them in his 60s.
Yeah.
He's good shape. But
Very much so.
now the real team got executed. They didn't it wasn't a happy ending. There was a Russian movie that was made about him 5 or 6 years ago, about that
So
team.
this actually happened, though.
Oh yeah. It
Yeah.
was in it was under German occupation of Kiev, and
Okay.
there were POWs as far as I
Maybe
remember. They were POW.
that's where they got the idea for this
Yeah,
movie.
yeah. It just didn't have a good end. Well, I mean, it had a happy ending, and they beat the Germans because the Germans were supposed to have this to show that they're the Aryans and they'll beat these Slavs and all that. And they were told throw the game or it's your lives, and they didn't throw the game. They won, and then they got shot. Was it a good idea? I don't know. At the end of the
That was
day,
impractical.
we made our point, then we got shot.
Yeah. We made 3 points and then we got shot.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, Trump's out making his third round of points, and I don't think they may. Well, did you see the videos that the Iranians are now? I mean, it's got to feed Trump's paranoia like crazy. AI that they're going to assassinate Trump one way or the other. You're going to get it whether you're on a plane or eating food. Like, holy crap. They upped
I think he enjoys that. I really do. I think he has some psychological fixation on his own death and the martyrdom that would occur Long live the king. The king's dead. Long live the king. Trump will be both the dead king and the long live the king. He's got this, the guy is just an enigma in many respects. In some, he's not. He's a grifter. He's making tons of money. His family's making tons of money off these fluctuations in the stock market alone. Witkoff and Kushner, I'm told, have made between them in their diplomatic efforts on the sides over $2 billion each.
Holy.
Kushner has made deals that just astronomical sums that he's supposed to reap if the deals come about. So all of this is much about making money, which is Trump's only true strength. He knows how to make money crookedly most of the time, but he knows how to make it.
Wow.
And he's using the
That.
presidency to do that.
Yeah.
He's even playing the oil markets now, I'm told. And now China has thrown a new wrinkle into the oil markets, which you're probably aware of. China has now become OPEC in reverse. That is to say, OPEC could influence the price of oil by slowing the production, by increasing the production. China is influencing the price by not buying because they are such a huge buyer.
That's
Or by buying. Right now, they're contemplating refilling their strategic petroleum reserve and doing it fast. If they do that, they're going to influence the price of oil on the market because the demand is going to be horrendous to do that.
Absolutely.
So we
Absolutely.
have a new phenomenon in the oil markets. It's called
Well,
China and the power of their
it's
economic
Trump's
might.
approach to bankruptcy. If you owe the bank $1 billion, who owns the bank? Suddenly you own the bank, at
Trump
that
owns
point.
everything now, I think. I mean,
Oh,
Marco
jeez.
Rubio ro owns Venezuela. He
And
put
he's got his eyes
300
on Cuba too over at it, and
he put
Nicaragua.
$300 billion of Venezuelan money in the U.S. Treasury. $300 billion. Managing it now for Venezuela's good.
And how much of the cream is he taking off the top of that, the
Well,
top 30%?
Darcy Rodriguez is his peon now, and
Oh
she does whatever he tells her to do.
yeah, it's incredible to watch. Which you got a feel for Machado. I mean, she thought she was going to be running the show. She gave Trump her Nobel
Yeah.
Prize. I thought she deserved it, but
At
she just
least
gets tossed to the side. That's it. Sorry.
we have put a number of troops into Venezuela to help them with the fighting the detritus of the earthquake, but that hardly makes up for robbing them blind.
300 billion would go a very long way to
Yeah.
fixing that country at
And
that
that's just the
point.
tip of the iceberg, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If he gets not, basically they're running Panama now too, so with the Panama
Well,
Canal.
we will take whatever we need to take. We've just taken, I think, the whole coastline of the Persian Gulf from Basra down to Muscat, with the only objection being the Omanis on occasion.
Well, taking and holding are two different things at this rate.
Very much so. Very much so. And why would you want to hold it? Why would you want to hold it? It's a basket case right now. You only want to hold it so you can launch missiles at reasonable range at Iran because your longer range stuff is running out. And you don't
Absolutely.
want to lose your airplanes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, sir, I know we're running late on time. I want to thank you for joining. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
What
And
an eclectic conversation we had.
yes, it is. People like that, they like, wow. It's like, because it's not just the ABC questions, and then chopped answers. It's a very lovely conversation. It
Did
grows
you
it
enjoy
and I
it?
always enjoy it. Yeah, me too. Me too. And I hope to
You notice I've got my Barcelona shirt on.
yeah, I was gonna say
I said this morning to Nima Alkershid, I said, isn't it funny that the only country in South America that is competitive and might even win the FIFA World Cup is one that has good relations, Buenos Aires, with the United States. Isn't
Yeah,
that
that's
sort
a
of
good point.
weird? Isn't that sort of weird? And you also had Trump weigh in on the striker for the US team, who got a red card and should
Yeah.
not have played in the next game, but did and got whomped.
Oh, geez,
But I
that's.
mean, this is supposed to be an indifferent to prejudice, FIFA?
We've
Oh,
already
come
seen the
on.
Olympics the way they went.
You,
I mean,
yeah.
it's.
And look at what we did to the Iranian team.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's just. Yeah. When the presidents are weighing in on football matches, for seriously, gentlemen,
There is nothing Trump won't touch.
there
Nothing.
isn't.
With a bomb, with a sanction, or with his swimming personality.
Well, I mean, hell, he already had the Thunderdome on the front
Yeah.
yard or the backyard of the White House. I think they should have kept the dome in there. Let the politicians fight it out. This is how we're going to determine votes in the
And
country.
we're arresting all these cretins who are trying to impact the tidal pool.
Yeah, that was
That
oh
man's
God.
messing with the paint. Get him.
Oh God. That
You get.
well, he Trump's providing a lot of comedy relief for the rest of the world.
I know. I know, but
Sad to
it's just.
say that,
It may be comedy relief, but it's tragic.
it is Co tragic comedy, absolutely. It is. It absolutely is. As I tell people, they're like, "Oh, what do you think of that this or that with Trump?" It's like Trump's like that old grandfather that's sitting on there. It says, "Yeah, back in 19, 1,500,000, when I stood there with my musket and took down 100 redcoats." It's like, "Yeah, Dad, that's a great story. That's great." But unfortunately,
I
he's the
know all
president.
about war. I studied war my whole life. I know all about it. I'm better than any of the generals.
Yeah. Mr. Five deferments, a guy not to go to Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's proving he's better than any of the generals right now in this fiasco called war with Iran.
Well, you said it right off. Yeah, Vietnam was run stupidly. I could have done a better job. Then why didn't you go?
Yeah.
Five deferments, man. Why didn't you go? Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed.
Whole new version of armchair general, except the armchairs in the
Yes.
Oval House, Oval Office.
Armchair constitutionalist, armchair president, armchair general, armchair asshole.
He's very good at the last. One.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you for joining. Hope to talk to you soon again.
You take care.
It is a pleasure. It is always a pleasure.
What does das Vidaniya mean?
Goodbye. Like a formal
Das
goodbye.
Vidaniya.
Dasvidaniya.
I thought so.
Well, better paka, which is like see you later.
What is it?
Paka.
Baka.
Pa
Baka.
with a P, with a P. Paka.
With a P. Ba Bakpa.
Paka.
Baka. Baka. I like Das
You
Vidaniya. Take care.
too, sir. Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.